Oh, well, I'll tell people the same thing I did last time. Go listen to last semester's. I was probably feeling better last semester. Oh, well. Sorry, folks at home. So that's, anyway, how you convert from hexadecimal to decimal. And for you at home, please look at the handout and listen to last semester. Okay? So there's the deal on that. Questions? Yeah.
The letters, the variables are automatically have a value of 10, and then what would be as you go up?
The letters have the value that they have. Thank you. So an A is a 10, a B is an 11. Okay? So A is a 10 in decimal. B is 11, C is 12, D is 13, E is 14, and F is 15. Okay. So those go across. So if I'd had, I basically put A there because it's easier to multiply by 10. But if that had an F in it, over here, then I would be saying 15 times 4,096. Okay? So I'd be multiplying across the face value. And the face value, because I'm converting to decimal, I convert and do the weight as if it was a decimal number. Yes?
Does it go any higher than F?
No. Once you get to F, you're at 1,0. Okay? So you're basically just adding a bunch of digits. Base 16 goes up to 15. Base 8 goes up to 7. And so if you're in base 8, it goes up to 7, and you count. Let me bring up the... Okay. So if you're in base 8, for example, it has the digits 0 through 7. Okay? And so when you get to 7, 7 plus 1 is 1,0. When you're in hex, which is base 16, then you've got 0 to 15. And when you get to 15 and you add 1 to it, okay, that 15 is basically an F. And when you add 1 to it, it becomes 1,0. Okay? So it becomes 1,0. Probably writing down the 15 is more confusing than not, so I'll take that away. F plus 1 is 1,0. Okay? So you're counting 15, and then you get to 1,0. And then 1,1, 1,2, 1,3, 1,4, 1,5, 1,6, 1,7, 1,8, 1,9, and then what comes next? After 1,9.
1,10.
Huh?
Too well. Sorry.
Say
1A.
1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, 1E, 1F. What's next?
1,1,0?
No.
After that comes
12. Okay, if I have 1F and I add 1 to it, F and 1 is 10, put down the 0, carry the 1, 1 and 1 is 2. Okay. What about if I have FF and I add 1 to it? 1, 1, 0. Mm-hmm. 1, 1, 1, 1, F and 1 is 0, carry the 1. So 1,0. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I bet it must get really confusing if you're trying to grade in hexadecimals.
I don't try. Okay. So F plus F, the next thing is 100. Okay. So F plus F, if you add 1, F plus 1 is 1,0. Put down the 0, carry the 1. F plus 1 is 1,0, put down the 0, carry the 1. And in binary, which is a base 2, you have 0 and 1, So 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. So the highest number that you have, okay, when you add 1 to it, you move over to the next position. So F plus 1 moves over to the next position. 7 plus 1 moves over to the next position. 1 plus 1 does, depending on what numbering system you're in.
I'm just curious, why when you get to F is it 1, 0?
Because there's no more digits. Why when you get to 9 is it 1, 0? You run out of digits, basically.
Okay.
And so it goes to 1, 0. When you get in hexadecimal, when you get to F, you run out of digits. In base 8, when you get to 7, you run out of digits. And in binary, when you get to 1, you run out of digits. Okay? So in decimal, I really didn't mean to take a picture of that one, so I'm going to go back. In decimal, it's base 10, which means you've got digits from 0 to 9. 9 plus 1 is 1, 0. So in all numbering systems, when you run out of digits, and that's probably not the way they say it, but when you run out of digits, the next thing is to move over to the next position. So it's 1, 0. Okay? And what they would say is, you know, basically 9, and then I add 1 more to it because I don't have any more digits, so I've got now 1, 0.
So is F in the 15th position?
F is 50, is equivalent to decimal 15.
Okay.
So if I count on my fingers,
right,
I get to 9, and then when I say A, it's really 10 in decimal, B is really 11, and so forth. Okay. So it's always when you hit the maximum. So in base 16, the maximum is 15. In base 8, the maximum is 7. When you hit the maximum, when you add 1, you move over a position, just as in decimal. When you hit 9 and you add 1, you move over a position. And the shorthand way to say that is when you run out of digits. Okay. Okay. Now converting back is a bit of a pain. Okay, so I sat down here, and this is what I was going to do. I've already converted. Okay. If you look at the example up here, we found out that A359 was equal to 41817. So now I'm going to take the 41817 and convert it back. Okay. So the first thing that we do, and I'm going to convert it back to hexadecimal, okay? So the first thing I need to do is know the different powers. 16 to the 0 is 1, 16 to the 1st is 16, 16 squared is 256, cubed is 4096. 16 to the 4th power is 65536. Well, I'm looking to convert. Okay, let's see if it will let me do that. I'm looking to convert 41817. So I don't need to put anything over 65. If I put a 1 over that, I'm already past 41817, right? when I'm doing the conversion, I can't put a 1 over that, or I'd already be at 65,000 and something. And the number I'm trying to convert is 41,000 something. So I don't need the 16 to the 4th. What I need is the 16 to the 3rd, 16 squared, 16 to the 1st, 16 to the 0. Now what I try to figure out is how many 4,096s I can subtract from that. How many times I can use it, in other words. How many 4,196s I need. And I very nicely put an A there. So that's 10, okay? And that's what I kind of do. I either sit down and do some math, or I say, I'm going to subtract 10 of it. Is that too much? Is 5 too much? And that sort of thing. So 10 times 4,096 is 40,960. And if I subtract that, I get 7, 5, what is it? 8. 7, 1, 8, 1. So I've got 857 left. Okay? So that means I can put an A over this, an A being a 10, because I can use that 10 times. I can't use it 11 times because I've only got 857 left. Now, if I had tried a number smaller than 4,096 and I got an answer that was bigger than the 4,096, I would have said, oops, I can subtract one more. If I come out with an answer of 5,000, I'd say, oops, I can subtract one more 4,096 from 5,000. So I basically figure out how many 4,096s I can take from there. And I decide that it's 10. And that leaves me 857. So now I say, okay, how many 256s can I take from 857? Well, let's say I guess at 2. So that's 512. And that leaves me 543. Whoops, I can take one more because 345 is greater than 256. So I can take one more from there. So I'll subtract, I'll subtract 256 one more time. And what do I have left when I do that? 89. So that means I have 2 256s here. And I took one more, so that means I have 3. So I can use 256 3 times. Now what's left? 89. How many 16s can I do with 89? Okay. And I can make a guess that it's going to be 5. And 5 times 16 leaves me 9. And I can put the 5 in over here. And then since I've got 9 left, that 9 goes in there because it's 9 ones. And so I've got the A359 that I started out with. So the first step in doing this, if let's go back and do it again and do one that's simpler. I've got A359, okay? And I write it down and I write the powers of 16 underneath it. So if I come over here, what did I do in my page? Oh well. Okay, so let's take that I'm going to have a B of, let's try, C5F. And that's in 16, and I want to convert that to decimal. So try that. Yes,
okay.
Because 9 is the last digit in decimal. So C5F. Anybody got an answer?
Right?
Anybody got an answer? Or any two people got the same answer?
Is it 3,167?
That's close. I don't know whether it's in or not because I haven't added it up yet. The C times 256 is 3,072, right? C is a 12. 12 times 256 I just did up there. And it's 3,072. Somebody look like I know what they have a clue what I'm talking about? Okay. And 5 times 16 is what?
80.
80. So I'm going to add in 80 more. What's F times 1?
15.
15. Okay. So 7, 6, 1, 3, is that what you had? Okay. So it comes out at 3,167. Okay, it comes out at 3,167. It's really just very much multiplying face value times positional value. And C is a 12. Okay, so now if I have 3,167 in decimal and I want to convert it back to hex, just because I'll know if I've got the right thing, right? So in order to do that, I come back to my handout and I say converting hex to decimal. Okay? And so now I want to convert decimal to hex. So I set them up and I figure out how many of them I can use. Okay? So I'm going to go back here and I'm going to set up 16 to the 0 is 1. 16 to the 1st is 16. 16 squared is 256. 16 cubed is 4,096. Well, I don't need 4,096 because it's bigger than the number that I'm working with. So I can just say, no, I don't need that one. Because 4,096 is more than the number I'm working with. So now I say, all right, how many 256s can I take from 3,167? Well, as I said, if I don't want to do the math out, I start out with maybe let's try 10. And so I say 3,167 minus 2,560. Because that's 10 times 256. And I come up with 706, right? So I came up with 607. Well, clearly I can take 256 from that. So my 10 wasn't big enough. I happen to know that 256 times 2 is 512. That looks like a good number, 512, that I can take from this. And it's not going to leave something too big. So 512 leaves me what, 95? So that leaves me 95. So that means I took 10 times 256, and I took 2 times 256. So that's a 12, and a 12 is a C. So I put a C there. Because if I took 10 and then I took 2 more, so that's a total of 12, right? 10 times 256 plus 2 times 256 is basically 12. So I put the 12 up there, but I write it as a C. So now I've got 95 left. So 95, how many 16s can I take from that? Okay, 5 is 80, so it's worth trying, and that leaves me 15 left over. So the 80 means I put 5 there because I used 5 16s. 5 times 16 is 80. I used 5 of those. And I've got 15 left over, which means I've got an F. Because 15 is a single digit F. So I end up with C5F, so I'm back where I started from, so it worked. Okay. Now, the truth is, if you go to your calculator, how many found it? If you go to your calculator and...
Programmer.
Where am I going? Programmer. Okay. You can do all of it right here. So, in other words, you shouldn't pass in anything that's wrong, because you should check it. However, I told you I won't give you full credit unless you do the work, unless you pass in the work, because I want you to actually understand. So you've got to pass in the work to get full credit. But you can check it here and put it in. So if I'm trying to remember which way it is. If I put in 3167 and I say I want that, is this how I do it?
Well, you just hit hex and it comes up.
Hit hex and it comes up, right, okay. I wasn't sure there wasn't another button I was supposed to hit. Okay. And then, so that's C5F. And then if I go back, whoops. Let's try to take a picture one more time. And then if I go back and hit decimal on this, it comes up with the 3167. So now I've got the umpteen layers there, but that's all right. Okay? So you can check your work by going in here, and you've got binary, you've got octal, you've got hex, and you've got decimal. Octal is left over from when every character was represented with 6 binary bits. They divided that in half and had 3, and so they could represent any 3 binary bits in base 8, so octal is base 8, and that's why they had a base 8 floating around. So you can check your work here and make sure that it's right, but I'm still not going to give you full credit unless I get the work, because I really want you to play with it. Okay. So the highest you can get is a 70 unless I get the work. If I get the, if you can do it, you can get up to a 70 if they're all right. But if you want to get up to 100, you're going to give me the work. Okay? And as I said, what a lot of people do with the work is just take pictures of the screen, and that will give you the work. Okay. You understand the concept? Questions? The next thing we're going to look at is ASCII code. And there's a lot of references out there for ASCII. This happens to be the one that I think I use the most. Is just an ASCII table. Okay, so they give you, if you look at this, they give you the decimal, they give you the hex, they give you the octal, and they give you HTML, interestingly enough. They do not give you the binary, so you've got to figure out the binary. Okay, so here's the character A. Okay, so there's the letter A, and notice which is why you can get in trouble with JavaScript. Notice the letter A is decimal 65 and the lowercase a is decimal 97. They are different numbers. They are different codes, okay? The hexadecimal for a capital A is a 41. The hexadecimal for a lowercase a is a 61. So when you hit the key for a capital A and you hit the key for a lowercase a, it is stored very differently. Okay, which is why JavaScript wants it case sensitive and it knows the difference. Okay. So A is decimal 65 and hex 41. So an A is decimal 65 and a hex 41. Okay. So knowing that it's a hex 41 and knowing that it takes 8 bits, I want the hex 4 to be above this bit and the hex 1 there. So how can I write it? A 1 is 0001, right? And a 4 is 001. Whoops. Zero, one, zero, zero. I'm turning on 8421s that should be familiar to you now. They're powers of 2. So I turn on the 4 and I turn on the 1 and that gives me the letter A. So if I hit a capital A on my keyboard, the code that is being stored in binary is 01000001. That's the code that's being stored for a capital A. Okay. Now notice they gave it to you also in hex, in decimal round. So decimal, I still need, but now I do 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. And I turn on 64 and I turn on 1. To make 65, right? And I put zeros every place else. So if you give me the decimal, or if you give me the hex, I can come up with the binary. Okay? 41 is going to get me that binary. The 65 is turning on a 64 and turning on a 1. So the 65 is a 64 and a 1, and 64 and 1 is a 65. So that's the code for the A. Okay. Now, if you go back to the chat, the code for a B is 66 and 42. So a B is 66 and 42. So what is a B going to be if I write it out in binary? What's a B going to be?
Zero,
one, zero, zero. Go ahead. Right. Okay. That's a 42. 42. And it's also got the 64 on and the 2 on, which make the 66. Okay? So it's a 42, and I can also get at it if I know the decimal, which is turn on the 64 and turn on the 2, and it gets me to a 66. Okay, what do you guess that a C is? That would be an H, not an X. What would you guess a C is going to be? Ah, come on. If an A is a 41 in hex and a B is a 42 in hex, what's a C going to be?
43.
Yay! And the binaries go 65, 66, so what's it going to be?
67.
67, okay? So a C is going to be a 67 and a 43. What's a D going to be? Right. Okay. And now go look up and see what a Z is. A Z is a 90 and a 5A. I guess I'll just add another thing. Okay, what did I say Z was?
90 and
5A. Z
is 90 and 5A.
So, what is it in binary? What's it going to be? What's a 5? What's a 5?
What do I turn on? 01?
Huh?
0101?
Yes.
0101.
And what's an A?
1100.
No. Yeah.
1101.
Yeah. No. 1010 is right. Okay. Because that's a 2 and the 8 turned on. 2 and 8 make 10. And an A is a 10, right? An A is a 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. A. So an A is a 10. So it is 0101 1010. And to double check that with the 90, I can do 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. 90, what do I turn on?
64.
16. 16. I'm up to 80 now. 8
and 2.
88. 90. Okay. And fill in the zeros wherever I didn't put a 1, and that gets me the 90.
And the 5A got me that.
So, do you notice anything similar between an A, B, and C? Okay, what was an A again?
1010.
It was 01. Right? 65. That's an A. Okay? And a B was 0100. Did I put in the right number? Yeah. 0. didn't keep my pattern going there. Let's keep them underneath each other. 0100010. And the C is 0100011. And the Z is 0101010. Okay. Now, the deal is this. In order to make a Z, I had to use those five things to get to 26 letters. Okay, to get to 26 letters, I needed five spots, right? If I just took four spots, that only gets me to 15, and there's more letters in the alphabet than 15. So I have to use five spots to be able to represent the 26. And look at this. 16 and 8 is 24, and 2 is 26. So that's the 26th letter. So if I just look at those last five, it tells me what letter it is. Okay? I can put any letter in there. So those last five tell me when I turn on the 16, the 8, the 2, and the 1, it tells me that that's the 26th letter. Back with the A, if I look at the 5, it told me it was the first. And with the B, it told me it was the second. Notice also the beginning. So now I've got something at the beginning of all of these, which is 010. Okay? So the 010 tells me that it is uppercase. That tells me it's uppercase. If you go back and look at the chart again, okay? Lowercase a is 97 and 61. Okay, lowercase a is 97 and 61. Look at the 97, you'll see that it's the same. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. I turn on 64, I turn on 32, I'm now at 96. I turn on 1, I'm at 97. Now, somebody go tell me what a lowercase z is. What's the decimal and what's the hex?
122.
122 and 7a. Okay. So if I want to do 7A, what's a 7?
0, 1, 1, 1.
And what's an A? 10. A is 10, right? So what's a 10?
1, 0, 1, 0.
Eight and two are turned on to make 10.
Okay.
So that is, now, do you see some similarity between an A and the Z as to what could tell us that it was lowercase?
Start with 0, 1, 1.
Yep. Start with 0, 1, 1 tells me that it's lowercase. The 26 that I put in for the Z, because this is, again, 26, 16 plus 8 plus 2 equals 26. So it is still telling me it's the 26th letter, but the 011 is telling me that it's uppercase, as opposed to a 010 that told me it was lowercase. Okay, so 010 told me it was lowercase. 011 tells me that it's uppercase.
You just reversed it the other way.
I just reversed it. Congratulations. Okay, good. Thank you. Told you. I'm not feeling good. If that was actually not bad, thank you. Keep on top of me. So what's lower? 011.
Yep.
What's upper? 010. Okay? So, I think we've made it through. Okay? So, if I want to do a P, let's say I want to do a capital P. Okay? And I'm not going to peek at the chart on this one. So I've got a capital P. Now, my first thing I gotta know is what letter of the alphabet it is. Okay, and that's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Okay, so it's the 16th letter. Okay, so P is the 16th letter of the alphabet. Okay, so we've decided that the first three are going to tell me the case, and the last five are going to tell me which, right? So 16 in telling me which, what do I turn on?
Just the 16.
And to tell me it's uppercase, what do I put?
010.
Okay, so now looking at this in hex, what does it come out as? 0101000. I have to break it up differently. So what is that coming out as? Five and a zero, right? 0101 is a five, right? And 0000. So let's go and look at it and see if I managed to do it right. And if I didn't, I'll blame it on not feeling good. Okay, so P is a 50. So it came out right. Okay. So if I have the letter and I can count on my fingers to figure out which letter it is, then I can figure out which by turning on the appropriate things, and I can put in the case knowing that 010 is upper and 011 is lower. So I can take the letter and come up with the binary code for it on my own if I want to, now that I know the pattern. Okay, all I have to know is that P was the 16th letter, and I can come up with that. And so this was 8421, 8421. If I want the decimal, then I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. And I know that it's the 16th, so again, I'm putting 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, and I know 0, 1, 0 for uppercase, and so that means the 64 is turned on, the 16 is turned on, and that's it. When I add those up, it's 80, and if you look at the chart, it has an 80 for the decimal. Okay? So you can now go back and forth between any old thing that anybody asks you to. You know that if it's the 16th letter, how you go about writing it, and so forth. Okay, so write out your initials. Without peeking at the chart, give me the binary for your initials. Initials have to be A, B, C, you're all set. Thank you. I can't add. And then try converting them to hex and decimal. And then go to the chart and check it, obviously. But you're going to have to convert it to either hex or decimal to be able to check it. The easy conversion is to hex. Okay, has everybody got them? Okay, you have an A and a G.
I don't know, I get
it. Okay, there's my G, so you can have that.
I'll take the G.
Well, you've got a K, right? So what's K?
K in binary is 01001011.
Okay, I'm taking your word for it.
Right.
Anybody else got a K? Is that what you got for the K? Okay. Anybody got an L? Okay. Multiple people with an L, what have you got for an L?
01011100.
I think you only said seven times.
Yeah, I did.
What have you got for an L?
01001100.
I've got the 0. What other letters do we have? What have you got for some letters? Somebody else say some letters.
Four initials.
J, okay. What's J?
01001010.
Anybody got a J? Is that what you got?
01001010.
Okay. Any other letters floating around?
S.
Okay, what's an S?
I got 01010011.
Anybody got an S? Is that right? That's not what you got for an S. Okay, what did you get?
01010011.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got the 01010011.
For an S?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's look at an S because that's the first one we've had disagreements on. Okay, so tell me again what you had for the S.
01010011.
Okay, slow enough so I can write it.
01010011.
Okay. So, this has the uppercase, so that we know is right. And S is what character in the alphabet? We've got the 16 on the 2 and the 1, so we're getting 16 and 2 is 18 and 19. Okay, so is S the 19th letter? Okay, so is that what you have?
Yeah,
01010011. Okay, maybe you read it wrong or something. But that's what everybody's got for an S, right? Okay. Okay. And because it's the 19th one. And then when I divide this up into hex, I get a 53, so I can go over to the chart and check. Okay? And if I do this in decimal, I get a 64 plus a 16 plus a 2 plus a 1, which is what? 83? So if I go over and check, 53 and 83 is what I claim I'm going to have. Yep. So that works. Notice that everything has it. If you come over here and look at the numbers, there's the code for setting up numbers. All the special characters have a code. So if you look at the chart, you can figure out what they're doing. So the number 4, for example, is a 34. Okay, so the number 4 is a 34 in hex, and so that means 110100. Okay, so that means that that would be what the number 4 would be. Okay, and looking at this pattern, I can be pretty sure that the number 5 would be that, with the same beginning. Okay, it's going to have the same beginning. So the 001 that you see up there is what tells it that this is a number. Because the first 3 tell that it's a number. Okay, we're out of time. On Thursday, we are starting Visual Basic. Visual Basic is in the labs, and you can use it. You can also download it for free, and I put an address where you can go and download it if you want it for your machines. You can download it for free. And then I think that probably, does Outlook have it? 365? Okay. But essentially, you can download it. Microsoft lets you download it for free, so you don't want to use it in school. So I'm going to start Visual Basic. If you want it at home, you can download it. But it's in all the labs, so it's not necessary to have it at home.